Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another special edition of the Android Central Podcast. I'm Phil Nickinson, the editor of AndroidCentral.com and the podcast and the site. And next to me, in the room, actually, is Jerry Hildenbrand.
Howdy, 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 everyone.
We're here in San Francisco with Google I.O. We have finished day number one and it's been a hell of a day, actually.
I have been to Mecca.
You have been to Mecca. That's right. It's your first I.O. So I was here last year. It's your first one. You probably appreciated it more than I did.
Oh, God.
Let's start with the important part of the night, though. I saw Jane's Addiction.
Sweet.
I went to the official Google I.O. party, and if you haven't seen it, we were tweeting pictures all night. There are, like, robots everywhere, bright flashing lights, food, drink, and Jane's Addiction played.
Gotta
Dave
love
Navarro,
it.
Perry Farrell, pretty damn cool.
Gotta
actually,
love it.
They sounded really good.
It was surprisingly good. Did they play Been Caught Stealing?
Yes.
One of my favorite songs.
Good song.
I should have went.
Should have gone.
I made the wrong choice. Everybody berate me.
Should we talk a little bit about what we saw today, perhaps? Maybe other than Jane's Addiction? I mean, that was pretty good.
I think we probably should.
It's been a hell of a day. So last year, like, the first day was kind of slow. The keynote was about WebM and V8 and all this other stuff that I totally don't understand. It has to do with Chrome and the way things are rendered. It's important stuff. It's not unimportant, but it's a little over my head. You know, I deal with Android. But today, it was almost entirely...
All Android all the time.
Yeah. And it was pretty awesome. Let's start with probably the most important one, and that is... Hell, I don't know.
Music.
Music?
Gotta
start with music? All right.
Gotta be.
Google Music Beta. That's what they're calling it, which is a singularly horrible name. It's almost Microsoftian.
Yes, it is.
Horribleness. It's a pretty simple premise, though. If you've used the Amazon MP3 player store sync thingy, same sort of thing. So I've gotten in on the beta. So have you?
Yes.
You haven't loaded it up yet.
Yeah, I loaded it up while you were watching Jane's Addiction.
Okay. So you have like a little helper app that you'll load up, PC or Mac, whatever. Same
no
as
Linux.
Amazon, right?
No Linux.
No Linux?
No Linux.
Really?
But I'll bet we can make a Linux when this is Google.
There you go. And it will upload your music to Google's cloud. It stores its 20,000 songs.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, maybe. And we were asking Google about this tonight. We had a little press event mixer before the big party. And we said, all right, well, 20,000 songs. I mean, what does that equate to in storage space? And they didn't know, just offhand. So, like, literally, are they counting 20,000 songs? I don't know. I have a feeling they're not. I have a feeling it's just some kind of arbitrary...
20,000 equals XXX
right,
number.
Right, like each song is 5 megs, 4 megs, whatever. Probably less, I don't know. So we got that. Have you used the actual app? So there's an update to the app. It works in Android 2.2 and up.
Yep.
So I know some people were worried about it only working Honeycomb and up. It works in below. I've got it on the Infuse. I've got it on the Thunderbolt. I've got it on the Zoom. I've got it on the... we'll talk about the other tablet in a second. Yeah. Have you used the app at all?
Yeah. I was goofing around with it. It works really well. I mean, it's beta for a reason, I'm sure, but...
Well, because it's Google.
Yeah. It'll probably be beta for years. But I think it's about time.
There were a lot of questions in the... You didn't come to the Q&A afterwards, or did you? No, you weren't there.
No, I went
press
to the...
Q&A.
So
there were a few questions afterwards, and Google, you know, Andy Rubin and company made a point of saying, this is a legal service. We are offering you legal streaming and legal, you know, storage of your music online, period.
And he's right, but go on.
Well, all right, so you can't actually buy music through this yet, whereas you can in Amazon.
Right.
And basically, they don't have those deals worked out with the labels yet.
Right.
And they flat out said, look, you know, we're working on it. A lot of people are really into it. A lot of the artists are really into it. But we just don't have the deals in place yet. So here's what we can do. It's not a bad thing, I think.
I love it. I hope the music companies leave them alone. I also hope another big tech company doesn't have problems with the way they hook into... another application on a computer that can sync music.
That rhymes with Ryrunes?
Yes. Yes.
Why would they have a problem with it?
Because, remember, didn't Palm get in a...
Well, but, okay, so what Jerry's getting at is the app that you download onto your computer will actually import your iTunes playlist. It'll import your...
The whole library and everything. What it looks like.
Does it do Zune playlists? I forget.
I think it's just Windows Media.
Yeah, Windows Media, so not Zune itself. And it's actually pretty intriguing in that respect, I think.
Yep.
And that's, you know, but an iTunes playlist is just an XML file.
But doesn't it imports the songs too, doesn't it?
That's just an XML file. It just points to the music.
I don't know, Phil. I know they didn't like Palm doing it and had a nasty little fit until they found a way to block it.
Yeah.
And
well, but Palm was actually syncing it to the phone. That was the difference.
Okay.
If this is just importing a marker that points to the music and points where the music at, I think that's probably okay. I mean, that's just XML code. Even I can read that. That makes sense. Palm was actually syncing it to the phone, so I think that's the big difference there. What else? So you stream the music, you upload it, and then it streams back to the phone.
Right.
So you're not, at first, playing it directly from your phone. However, you can, quote, pin music to your
right.
phone.
Yeah.
Which will download it to your phone, and then it's there locally. And they call that pinning.
We're here, you know, without the best internet in the world. Well, when Phil's here with his fancy little LTE stick. But I'll have to say, it's pretty...
It's not bad.
No, it's pretty nice. It, you know, responsive. The first couple songs I played after I, you know, synced with the cloud, it took them a while to get into gear. You know, that could have been an issue. I'm sitting here tethering off a phone. Might have been an issue there. But after that, it seemed to really kick itself over. And, you know, you can pin it to the phone and it saves it somewhere on the internal storage. It was really nice.
Along with the music, we have movies.
That I haven't got to yet.
All right. Movies aren't entirely new for Google. I remember, I mean, it was probably about a year ago that I remember streaming Reservoir Dogs from YouTube.
Yes.
And renting it for like $4 or $1.99 or whatever.
Yeah, you could rent for 24 hours for a couple bucks. Yeah.
And they've kind of opened that up now. You're going to have a lot more movies. I forget the exact number.
Good.
You're going to be able to stream them directly to your device. You're going to be able to save them offline.
Good.
So if you're on an airplane, you can watch a movie. It will download it. It'll do it in the background if you want to do it before you go. It's not out yet, or it's coming out on 3.1.
Yes.
And that kind of leads us into Android 3.1 was officially announced. We knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
We heard it was coming. I had it leaked by a couple people. Adobe kind of spilled the beans on it a week or so ago. And, you know, it's officially here on the Motorola Zoom, on the Verizon Zoom. Now, I have a Wi-Fi only Zoom here. I don't have it yet. A couple people have said they've gotten it. I have no reason not to believe you, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I think Vic Gundotra said that we should be seeing it on Wi-Fi devices in a couple weeks.
Right, so they're probably, you know, pushing it out gently like they normally do.
Yep.
Right.
And let the 9 people that bought a 3G Zoom be the testers. Sorry, guys, just playing. Just playing.
What else do we get in 3.1 that's new? We get resizable widgets. Now, the widgets in Honeycomb are already pretty sweet, right? You have the scrollable widgets. We've seen them. They look really cool. And they're not quite... You still have the grid effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're resizable, which Motorola was the only other company we've seen do resizable widgets. It's kind of funny it took Google so long to do it. That looks good. What else do we get in 3.1?
There was a couple... See, yes. Now you put me on the spot. I know at the Android team Q&A, they talked about a couple things. They're going to improve on-screen animation. They didn't say how, when, where, or why. They just said they're going to improve on-screen animation.
That's almost like bug fixes at that point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what I think most of it is just tweaks and bug fixes, and they're really welcome. You know, Honeycomb's a little bit buggy. We all know it. So bug fixes are good. I love to see them.
All right, so here's what all we get in Android 3.1. Open Accessory API, and that leads us into the Open Accessory thing.
Sweet.
USB support. What do they call it? USB host.
USB host, yes, for input devices, USB sticks,
so
all kinds of goodness.
Apple's had this for a little while on its products. Basically, you can take any accessory, and once you have the code, tie it into whatever device you want.
Right.
A phone, a tablet. So we're sitting here doing a podcast, and something I'd really love to do is Samsung has a cool little microphone they call the Meteor.
Yep.
And it'll plug into the iPad, and the iPad will power it, and you can record directly on the iPad. I would love to be able to do that. for all the little hands-ons and voiceovers and whatever.
Yes, that would be sweet.
That would be something you could do. You could plug the microphone directly into a Zoom, do a Galaxy Tab, whatever. So that's important.
No, not to a Galaxy Tab.
Not to a Galaxy Tab?
There's no USB port on the new Galaxy
Tab. Well, you need an adapter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, what you're saying.
I mean, the point is, once you get it in there, you're good. So USB host, open accessory, that's something new, and that's actually bigger. Open accessory is Google has come up with an open source protocol, basically, to tie in any accessory you can think of into Android. Apple kind of did this a year ago, or maybe more than a year ago, and they tried to. It didn't take off quite as much as I thought it might, but basically it will allow you, and again, it's open source,
yep,
to tie in anything you can possibly think of into Android. You see all the medical stuff for Apple?
Yes.
That's kind of the first thing that comes to mind, and, right? Blood pressure, yep, whatever.
And when you add open source into that mix,
mm-hmm,
I think this is really going to take off. I'm just worried that it's going to be very offensive to some hardware partners.
How so?
It's kind of taking their livelihood and their IP away from them. You know, in a sense, it's not actually using any of their IP. Well, it's just replacing it with something.
But there's nothing out there now, though. I mean, what's it going to replace?
I see your point. I worry, you know, things are at a critical time. I just worry that we don't want we don't want a big company, I won't name any names, that makes Bluetooth mice. We don't want them to say, you know, forget it, we're not going to support Android, they don't want us.
No, I'm not worried about that. And I think open accessory goes beyond that. They're really looking at, I mean, everything, right?
Yes.
You know, mice, game controllers, and this all ties into each other. One of the demos they showed was using an Xbox controller,
mm-hmm,
with a Zoom or whatever it was they were showing. No, I wouldn't worry so much about manufacturers. There's no shortage of accessories out there that somebody could possibly make. So input for mice, joysticks, and gamepads, that could be interesting. You know where I really think it's going to be interesting? And we're going to jump around here, so bear with us. Google TV is going to get Android 3.1.
Yes. Going to unify.
Right. So it's bringing Honeycomb to Google TV. That's where it could get interesting.
Very much so.
I can see Microsoft having a serious problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not going to like the idea of you using their Xbox controller.
I have an Xbox. I love the Xbox. And right now the Xbox does most everything I need to do. And the Xbox is really the one reason why I don't use Google TV that much. The one thing Google TV does that the Xbox does not do for me is, you know, YouTube.
Yep.
In a browser. And I don't really need a browser on my TV. But everything else the Xbox does. So I could see Microsoft having a real problem with Android saying, okay, we're going to use your controller and there's nothing you can do about it.
Play all our games with your hardware.
Widgets we talked about, real-time transport protocol, you can streaming VoIP, blah, blah, blah. There's some other nerd stuff there. Google's got links to the highlights. You can definitely go read if you're really into that sort of thing. But the big things, I think, are the widgets, the open accessory, and USB.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Android at home. This is so they just like last year, they showed us kind of hints of what they're working on, and this is kind of pie in the sky stuff. It's really proof of concept.
Right. They didn't say that this is coming. They just said this is what we can do.
Just like the music thing last year, they said, you know, here's what we're working on. We'll see where it goes.
Although they did say the LED lights were going to be available for purchase by the end of this year.
So Android at Home is an open protocol, kind of like Android Open Accessory. Mm-hmm. So Android at Home is an open protocol, and they're already bringing partners on board that will basically tie Android into home appliances that are not otherwise connected.
Right.
So you have a lamp, and a normal lamp. We're looking at one here in the hotel. It is obviously not connected to the internet. Somehow this lamp would, a little circuit board, little tiny circuit board, whatever, would wirelessly tie it in to this Android at Home system.
And in the demo, they showed pretty slick. It somehow or another has some sort of sensors, movement sensors. That was just really, really
You can tie it into music. I mean, they played music and like all the lights were flashing and we all had seizures and it was great. We had a great time. they also showed something, a little system they called Tungsten, which I also like to call Sonos. although I have a feeling it will be much cheaper. And our Sonos review is coming. I have to do that as soon as we get back from this thing. And we're going to have a little secret giveaway. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And no, this is going to cause Sonos some serious heartburn, I think. It's basically wireless music streaming for all intents and purposes. And if they get this to pick up, it could be a big deal.
With some sort of weird touchstone style integration where you bump a CD barcode against it.
Oh,
that was
all right.
Amazing.
All right, so this demo they show, they said, imagine you go out and buy a CD. And this was so weird on a number of levels. They said, imagine you buy a CD, and inside the CD jewel case, it has an NFC chip.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you have to do is bump the jewel case up against the Tungsten device, and it automatically imports the music. I guess it pulls it down from
the cloud. Yeah, pulls it out of the cloud.
Stored. So you don't actually have to rip the CD, which is kind of, you know, very strange on a number of levels, but you know, just imagine it, right? That's all it is. It's proof of concept. You know, why would you buy a device? You know, why would you buy a CD only to have to touch it to something to pull it out of the cloud in the first place? That makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
But I get the principle. I see what they're doing.
Sure. That just shows
it's like you're buying a token that says I bought this music.
Right.
So Tungsten, I mean, we'll see if it takes off. It probably not. I have a bad feeling. I mean, Sonos is still fringe, and I've got one at home. Mm-hmm. They sent us one to review, and here's the hint. We're going to give it away. It's expensive. It is not cheap stuff. They sent us like $1,000 worth of stuff to review just for the app, for the Android app to control it. So we're going to give it away, and somebody out there is going to be very happy with this. I am sad to let it go. I really am. And if they get, I think, a hardware manufacturer, and it's going to take more than one, and that's where Sonos has a leg up. It's self-contained. And they've done it. Sonos is really, really good. I've really enjoyed it. But Android being open and ubiquitous, I think, could be a really, really interesting thing with
this. Sure, sure,
with all the platforms and everything. What else? I know we're jumping. They showed us a lot of stuff on day one, didn't they?
Yep.
What else? So we played with the music beta. Let's talk about the Galaxy Tab. They gave out Galaxy Tabs to everybody. You have one. I have one.
Yep.
We played with one last night at the Samsung event. I've used it before at other events.
That was the first I saw it. I was very impressed last night.
All right. So right here, I'm now handing you a Motorola Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now handing you the Galaxy Tab. Night and day?
Very much so. There is a big difference. And I'm not going to say anything bad about the Zoom. I said enough bad, and then I used one and took it all back.
It's a good device.
It is.
But it's very Gen 1 hardware for Honeycomb.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
And how long has the Zoom been out? It's only been available for like 2-3 months
yeah,
now.
Yeah, March, February, something like that.
And here we are with the Galaxy Tab, and it's very much Gen 2.
Yes, you can look at the Zoom. It's thicker. The edges aren't as refined. It was a great first generation product.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't get as long a life as I would have expected it to. One thing it has going for it is, you know, LTE upgrade. So that's something that...
Which I guess will happen at some point.
I hope.
Maybe.
I hope.
Hasn't happened yet.
But, I mean, the Zoom actually made me realize that I could use a tablet. So I don't have anything bad to say about it. It's just, it's a little bit heavier.
It's big.
It's a little bit bulkier. It's a little bit rougher around the edges than the new Tab. I don't know. I mean, it's... You can't really put your finger on it unless you pick one up and use it. It's more than just the weight difference. I mean, don't you agree, Phil?
No, it's a totally different feel. And we got the special I.O. edition with the little Android robot.
And no TouchWiz.
And no TouchWiz. Yeah, I mean, they say TouchWiz is coming to it. I don't know. These things have already been hacked to hell and back anyway, right?
Yeah.
So Samsung hasn't been locking down stuff lately.
Nope.
I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Nope. I went to root mine.
Did you?
Yeah, but I didn't get it. I don't have the tools here with me. I left all that stuff at home.
Boo, amateur.
Yeah, well, I thought it'd be fun to get it rooted while everybody else is watching Jane's Addiction, but it just didn't happen, guys. Sorry. I'll get it when I get home.
So the Android open accessory stuff, so they released, they're calling it the ADK. It's like an SDK. It's like a software development kit. It's basically hardware, though, right? Like they'll send you a couple circuit boards, and you play around with it and make it do whatever you want. So I saw a couple demos of that. The one big demo they showed us during the demonstration, they did a really cool video. Well, the first thing they showed us was a little labyrinth, right? You know, a little toy. You have a little marble ball bearing. You try to avoid the holes and get it through the maze. And they said, well, so we scaled it up, and they did a 5,000-pound labyrinth. And they have it here in the place. We'll do a video of it tomorrow. I haven't just gotten around to it yet. And, I mean, it's huge. It's ginormous. And they use a bowling ball to get through the thing. Very, very cool.
And you could use small kids as obstacles.
Yes, but you use a Motorola Zoom to control
it. Yeah, that's wild.
And it's just all connected.
Well, just throughout I.O., so many things are getting controlled by the Zoom.
Right. Robots left and right.
That's what we've been waiting for, guys. You know, it's a little bit geeky still, but that's your first step. Robots, giant labyrinths. The geek stuff is going to come first, but then we'll see the keyboards. We'll see the USB watches. We'll see all.
We saw watches today. There's a company called, I haven't done anything with them yet. There's a company called MetaWatch who's out there. Michael Gartenberg was showing it off this afternoon, and it's, you know, it's Bluetooth watches. It's nothing we haven't seen before, but it's there.
But imagine the level of integration they can get now.
Yep.
With, you know, the open accessories.
Yes, it's exciting. It's coming. What else is coming? Ice Cream Sandwich was announced today.
Yep, and that's the name of it.
I hate that we took so long to talk about this. Is it just not that exciting? So Ice Cream Sandwich is official. It's going to bring back the Honeycomb features into the phone stream. They're going to merge it back together, just like Eric Schmidt said they would before, and he said it at Mobile World Congress, so it's not that big a surprise. But it's no less a big deal. In the press Q&A afterwards, Andy Rubin, you know, he was asked about the openness of Honeycomb, and flat out said, you know, look, it just wasn't, we did not want to put it out there as open source and have it running on phones and have it ported to phones. It is not ready. It would not be a good UI experience. And we kind of knew that, and he had said it before, but, I mean, he flat out came out and said it. Are you any more comfortable with that now?
No.
Really?
And neither are the 10 million Galaxy Tab owners, original Galaxy Tab owners.
Well.
And that's, you know, I take that back. Am I comfortable with his decision? Yes, I completely understand his decision.
Yeah.
You know, I think they probably made the right decision. I just don't like the way they went around it, about it. You know, that this didn't, they didn't just think this up one day. They had this planned for a while. And, you know, hopefully the hardware partners knew.
I bet they did, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't an easy... It helps... I was talking to somebody else about this today. It really helps when you're in the room with these people because it kind of personifies it a little bit. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was talking to a Google PR exec about this today. It's easy for people to complain that, you know, my phone doesn't get this update in time, or my phone doesn't get this update at all. And it's not for lack of trying.
It's not for
lack of will on Google's part. And Andy Rubin talked about it again today. You're not going to put a 1.0, you're not going to put a 3.0 product on 1.0 hardware.
Right.
You just cannot do it. Right? There are technical limitations to this stuff. And as disappointing as it is, that's just kind of the way it is.
And before everybody says, well, the hackers do it, yes, you can do... You know, you can do it if you're willing to live with bugs or limitations and not being able to have the whole package. But Google is not willing to, to have it that buggy or have that many limitations, that many features stripped. You know, and I can understand that. I mean, as a software developer myself, I can understand that.
Well, and Andy Rubin, you know, commented on the difficulties of doing a community project. No, Android is not a community project.
Right.
Android
never has been.
It's open sourced, which is different from being a community project like CyanogenMod, which is absolutely
a community
project.
Or Firefox.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know too much about the way CM works. You know, I see, you know, whatever. But I have kibitzed a little bit on Mozilla, and I understand what they go through.
And it's a mess.
Yeah.
And
it's really, really difficult.
I'm sure the guys on the CM team have to go through the same thing. You know, you have to check against, you know, what do you do on this build? How's it going to break the other builds? And, you know, they have to get together and vote something in. It is a mess, and Google just doesn't want to fool with it.
We've seen them drop support for phones lately.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, Android, as open as it may be and open source as it may be, it's still more of a corporate product, and it has to be. It's going to have to be.
And open source and corporate product do not have to be on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Exactly.
I mean, that I know from other real-world situations. But it gives you more chance to be discouraged when it's corporate environment.
Sure.
You know, that's you can't get away from that.
I think everybody's just got to get over that, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to have to.
But that leads us into the next thing. They have formed an alliance. I'll call it an alliance.
Unholy alliance?
I'm not sure I'd go that far.
Okay.
With a whole bunch of manufacturers and carriers. And, you know, AT&T, Verizon, Samsung, was Motorola in it? I'm trying to remember. Everybody you would think of, right?
Yeah, I noticed the big four carriers in it. I can't for the life of me remember all the hardware vendors.
Yeah,
but there was a good number of them.
But the point is, their goal, and Andy Rubin described them as is really being the coordinator for this. They are not going to be the police of it.
Right.
Is, you know, to support a phone with the latest upgrades and timely upgrades for 18 months after the release. Release of the device, provided that the hardware supports it. So there is a big asterisk there.
Yep.
But you know what? There has to be.
Sure, sure. I just hope that doesn't get used as a get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, I mean, but look at the 18 months between the Hero and what we have.
Oh, yeah.
That, right?
Yeah, I just was fooling with the Hero the other night. 18 months ago, it was probably the highest spec phone on the market.
So it's a long time. But the fact that they're trying to do something, I think, is good. All right, so here's the list. Verizon, HTC, Samsung, Sprint, Sony, Ericsson, LG, T-Mobile, Vodafone, Motorola, AT&T, and Google. That's not a bad
nice list.
Who's missing? All the major carriers are there. HTC, LG, Motorola, Samsung. Major manufacturer. I mean, that's everybody.
Yep.
Right? That's who we need.
Sony Ericsson would be nice to get on there.
Sony Ericsson is on there.
Oh, see, I'm just too far away or too old. Yeah, that is pretty nice round list.
It's promising. That doesn't mean that the phone that you buy tomorrow, that doesn't mean
right.
The Atrix is going, you know, I would think that, like, the Atrix will get ice cream sandwich. I would think anything that's been released in the last month or two, hopefully.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Google and the manufacturers want ice cream sandwich on all your Tegra devices.
So what is ice cream sandwich going to bring? We don't entirely know yet. They didn't specifically spell that out. They were a little vague about it. You're going to get some of the UI tweaks. You're going to get the action bar somehow and the system bar somehow. They didn't quite say how, and they didn't show us how.
Nope, they were pretty mum on the specifics.
Right. I think it's going to be UI tweaks. Matias Duarte was actually sitting next to me during, you know, like, I was at the end of a table and he was along the wall, so like we weren't holding hands, and he was silent during the Q&A, but he was there, and you know, I guess we should have peppered him with questions.
No, we these guys have enough. We can ask them questions in their normal workday through email. You don't want to pinpoint them holding
sure
up against
do.
The wall.
That's why we're here.
I'm just trying to be the nice guy.
No.
Okay.
No. What else? Have we forgotten anything? I mentioned Jane's Addiction. They rocked. I think that's it.
Yeah, ice cream sandwich is going to be TV, tablet, phone.
Ice cream sandwich, 3.1. Enjoyed at home. The ADK. USB support.
I think
that's a hell of a first day, man.
Yep.
So it's almost midnight in California, and we'll probably be up in another 4 hours.
Did you know it never rains in California?
Yeah, tell that to everybody who lived here this spring when it rained.
I heard that song earlier today on the cab ride home.
Okay, then.
Just thought I'd pass that along.
All right, everybody. So that is day one. We're going to try to bring you a quickie podcast on day two. If we fail to do so, maybe we'll do something during the day Thursday. Well, no, I'm flying. We'll figure it out. We'll wrap it up at some point somehow. So appreciate you all hanging in there. And for everybody who came up and said hi to us today at Google I.O., you all rock. That makes us feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Nice seeing everybody.
Come say hi to us on Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
We'll be there. All right, everybody. Good night from day one of Google I.O. in San Francisco.
Later on, people.